Coming up on the show, we're going to discuss the Cabin Fever Coronavirus Disney news this week. That's coming up on Traveling with the Mouse. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 261. It is Wednesday, I think. I don't remember what day it is anymore.
What is up and what is down?
Yes, exactly. My name is John, and I am hosting this week, and I am joined, as always, by Adam.
What's up, everybody?
And resident parkeology expert, Jason.
I did ride every single ride that was open at Disney World on Monday of this week, and Tuesday, and today.
Wow, that was fast.
Yeah, 3 days in a row I've done it.
Impressive.
So since you led with that, speaking of which, who's gone to Disney World this week? Anyone?
Not me.
No one?
Zero people.
How about Disneyland?
Zero people.
Or abroad?
Zero people.
Zero people.
I think BioReconstruct flew over it. That was about it.
That was it. I actually told Adam earlier when we were chatting before, you know, you joined us, Jason, we figured Matt, whatever his name is, the guy on YouTube, he's probably visited Disney World so far.
The guy who's been banned twice.
Yeah, the guy's been banned. He's probably visited Disney World this week.
Yeah, probably.
In some way, shape, or form. And we'll probably see it on YouTube. It's very soon.
Let's not condone his actions or...
Well, I don't condone it. I'm sorry. If you didn't know that there were people out there that had snuck into Disney World and videotaped it, where have you been? I'm just saying.
The only thing that I saw that I thought was a little amusing, perhaps, is I feel like Disney, if they don't do this, will be missing a prime opportunity. They need to put a talking moose out front.
Yeah.
It just says
Wally World.
Park's closed. Moose should have told you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mickey Moose and Ronald Duck. That was an old Muppet Show thing.
Maybe John Candy will actually go up front too. That'd be pretty impressive. They have a John Candy animatronic that they had saved for just this moment.
Moose should have told you.
As far as the Disney news this past week goes, there's most of it is related to what we're not doing in relation to COVID-19, or can we call it COVID? How do you actually pronounce that? Do you pronounce it at all?
We go with COVID.
Yeah. We go with COVID. All the stuff that's not going on because of COVID-19. And I guess we could cover just a couple of things that have, for the time being, been suspended. For instance, the new Cirque du Soleil show, Drawn to Life, has been suspended and postponed indefinitely right now due to the concerns.
It's more like what is open.
Right.
Is there anything open?
In Disney World, no.
Not for long.
Yeah. But I mean, with the whole like suspended indefinitely, that's pretty serious that they don't know. Hopefully it's going to be sooner rather than later. Hopefully that'll change.
Well, the news changed so quickly over and over. It was like, oh, the parks are closing. And then it's like, well, the resorts are going to stay open. Disney Springs is going to stay open. But now it's like, well, Disney Springs closed yesterday as of this release. And then the resorts will be closed by Friday. So it's just like every day it changes in some form or another.
Yeah, some things were like by the hour and then some things were just daily. But it seemed like, you know, I always kept getting these notifications, Disney related and non-Disney related, finance related.
Yeah.
I think they need to just stop messaging us every time someone closes at this point. You know, the other thing I don't really need is emails from every person that I've even walked past their store telling me about how they're monitoring the situation.
And how they're prepared for coronavirus. Yes.
Right. I don't even
that thing that I did 2 years ago sends me an email like, oh, okay, good to know.
Yeah. I don't even know if I've checked my personal email since since the closure. So I'll probably have some of the same thing.
Well, you're going to have lots of emails from restaurants that you may have visited once that, they're preparing food sanitarily, which is like, oh, I'm glad you're doing that now. Yeah. Wait a minute. You're washing your hands. So good.
That's nice.
Should have been doing that.
I guess since the last time we talked, before everything was really closing down, we did have an every ride challenge completion.
Some positive news. No, I actually was it in Disneyland or was it in Disney World?
At Disney World, Toddler of Terror completed the Every Ride Challenge, although he was running it under the points version because he was attempting to do the Townsend Challenge where he was trying to do, get which rides they're supposed to do twice. But he didn't get to finish the full challenge, which was going to get an extra donation. But he did finish the traditional Every Ride Challenge, which, of course, is no rafts included. So it's not, you know,
it's rafts. It's not officially official, according to you.
I mean, if they reopen, that's the first ride they should staff. You know, I think when they do reopen, they'll slowly ramp back up operations. Rafts need to be open on day one, though.
Yeah, you said donations. We're speaking of Give Kids the World, which is what we raise money for when we do the challenge. They are closing through April 1st, at least, as well. And so they're having to pay their staff, which is great that they're going to pay their staff during the closure. But, of course, that means they will need donations more than ever when they do reopen, because they're not sending anyone to Disney right now, obviously. So once they do reopen,
right,
you know, consider helping them out if you can.
Good deal.
We all are in this together.
Yes, we are.
Not to make it sound too High School Musical-esque.
Yeah, well, speaking of Disney.
Not that I've ever seen those or anything. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Right. Yeah, of course. All like on loop. Well, I was hoping construction would continue, and it seemed like day one that they were. We saw the pictures from BioReconstruct on Monday of the empty parks and the castle. They had like 8 cranes painting the castle, so they were still doing that, but it looks like as of now, construction is also halted. So,
yeah, I would kind of call this in the rumor category at this point.
Well,
I'm just saying it does say breaking, but yeah. I've not seen anything like any official news. So,
well, yeah, I don't know that Disney would be like, "Hey, we're going to stop construction." FYI, but yeah, hopefully, you know, we'll be able to. I mean, some people will be able to at least get a glimpse to see if there's anybody out there working. But
let me just put it this way: is construction or work being done considered an event of 10 or more people? Because if so, then we should not be going to work.
Depends on where
you people
work.
That do.
Yeah,
there's, you know, the places that they're saying food wise that are having drive through, then they shouldn't. I mean, I'm sure they have at least 10 people.
Yeah.
So
well, they're taking a risk.
What qualifies?
There are cast members that are asked to go in. I've heard this that some cast members are still working. Well, the resorts obviously are still open at the moment as we're recording, and some things still have to be managed. Some people do have to work still, but apparently construction, maybe it won't be. Maybe it'll be minor stuff, but no, they're not going to like ramp up construction like we were hoping they would, you know.
I feel like they'll be back before the parks are back. I'll just say that. Hopefully, say that they will be back in there doing something and get them an opportunity to do some things. Maybe they've allowed Joe Rohde into the Animal Kingdom so he can take a good look at the Yeti.
Well, we've seen somebody take a good look at the Yeti, but we don't want to mention him again. Well,
yeah, that wasn't Joe.
Well, the question is, how much pandemonium will there be if the first day of reopening, the Yeti is fixed? Also, whenever we do finally get to a reopen, what are all these vloggers going to do that haven't been able to vlog anything? And, you know, everything's different. You know, you... You can't be the first person to ride every ride after a reopen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like some vloggers will be fine, and some are going to actually struggle to find material that people are going to watch. I think the ones that will probably be fine are the people like Adam the Woo and Tim. I mean, they can find ways to do stuff people will watch without the parks.
Yeah, I would say Tim has the biggest following of all of them, and so he's just going to do home vlogs and... And they're not as heavily viewed, but they're still viewed pretty well. And,
yeah,
you know, Adam the Woo does his traveling coast to coast road trips that people like to watch, which I love. I'd love to watch those. So he'll be fine. But some of the ones that just do the Disney parks, yeah, they may have some issues. I think Resort TV one will be fine. They'll just walk around as wherever they can access and people will want to see that. I mean, past the entrance sign or something. I mean, driving through, they'll... They could live stream that and people would watch it. So
I think Justin would be fine too, actually.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
I like watching his other stuff too. Yeah.
Well, it's increasingly looking like China's starting to restart their operations a little bit, you know, slowly. They're starting to show us a template of what that might look like. So when Disneyland Shanghai reopens, are we just going to become a Disneyland Shanghai podcast?
We could. I mean, might as well keep in tune to their news.
Now, which one of us is going to be going to Shanghai?
To be there on reopening day?
Right. How are we going to get there, first of all?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know that we can even leave.
We're going to come up with excess teleportation.
There's a throwback.
We can always talk about the Disney past in times like these.
Well, everything is the past right now because nothing's happening.
In fact, in the parks, it might kind of look like that Stephen King, The Langoliers. Anyway.
The other thing to note is that Disney, in response to the fact that everybody is sitting home going stir crazy, did push up a couple of releases. So who watched Frozen 2 already 15 times this week?
We've seen it, yes. My son has watched it. I haven't tried to watch it too long.
We were watching it already because we actually bought it when it first came on digital release because some people couldn't wait.
What?
So
I'm surprised they haven't tried to do Rise of Skywalker, but I guess they want people to keep paying for it as long as possible.
Well, it's not been out there as long.
Yeah. I feel like they would get a ton of subscribers to Disney Plus if they put it on there now.
It's possible. I mean, they do still have the new season of The Clone Wars every Friday right now. So there's that for the Star Wars crowd.
Yeah. That kind of leads me to a micro topic I was going to talk about. Do you guys have any recommendations for people watching things on Disney Plus during the social distancing that we have to do for a while? The
black hole.
I mean, one of the things I was looking at that I didn't start, but I find comforting for whatever reason, is watching all the Disney Nature series if you haven't seen them.
Yeah.
So
that's a good one.
Bears, monkey, chimpanzee, all of those are really well done. And maybe you can feel like you're outside.
Yes. Enjoy that.
See, I think Jason's trying to preview the future.
Bears. We're just gonna be bears.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
Country bears.
There you go. Something I watched that I hadn't watched in many years was The Rocketeer, which is a very underrated
I've been meaning to get back
movie
to that.
From the early 90s.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
It's a really good one. I would recommend that one if you're into a kind of an adventure film in the line of, say, similar to Indiana Jones-ish style, maybe. Or,
by the way, yeah, I was looking. If you wanted to go to Shanghai April 1, when you think they may reopen the parks, I can get us a round trip flight out of Atlanta for $1,500.
Is that all?
Oh, not bad. $1,500. Well, something Disney related, like Disney character related too, that I wanted to recommend was the Mickey Mouse shorts.
I've actually been watching those.
They're all on Disney Plus.
I've been watching those.
Yeah, they're really good.
Maddie actually, I mean, when I put them on, she just sit there and watch them one after the other. I mean, it's kind of interesting. Yeah. I think they're funny. I mean, some of them are more funny than others. I think some of the stuff that only adults would understand, and it's pretty funny.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that have references to either attractions or parks or, you know, things that Walt may have said or done or that kind of thing. Other Disney movies, there's tons of references, and they're really good. So tons of them out there. Watch them.
One of the favorite ones I've seen is the one where Mickey can't say no. That's one of the favorite ones I've seen. What else was it? There's one where he's having bad luck or something like that. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. My son watched them in the hotel room a lot at Disney World. And I would sort of half pay attention in the background. But then the first one that really caught my attention was The Fancy Gentleman, where Minnie wants Mickey to be more fancy and not, Goofy and Donald. That's a really good one. The Fancy Gentleman is the title. You should. One made me laugh and got me into it. So anyway, but there's tons of them. They're really
speaking
good.
Of the Mickey shorts, you know how they have the theater over at Hollywood Studios?
Yes.
Where they're showing.
Have you watched the new one?
I don't know. Is it on YouTube? That's about the only way I would have been able to see the new one.
You can find it on YouTube. Of course, it's not on Disney Plus. I don't know if it'll ever be released because it's mostly like a clip show of, you know, Mickey's going on vacation, and then they show other shorts that are already out there, like clips from them where he traveled different places, whatever. But the end is kind of cool because he actually goes, Mickey and Minnie go on vacation to Walt Disney World, which is interesting. and the end of that short.
I was just going to say how the theater that's the seats actually have Mickey shorts as to what you sit down in.
Yes.
So Mickey shorts.
As the back of the seats, yeah.
I think they've...
and the door. Yeah.
You go. I think, gosh, what's the guy who created it now? I'm trying to think of his name. It shows his name at the end of every last one. He definitely has that type of sense of humor where he puts those type of jokes in, especially the fact that they call him Mickey Shorts and all Mickey ever wears is shorts. You know, I think that was not a coincidence. Right. And then, of course, they make light of their clothing in one of the episodes. I know. I can't remember which one now of their clothing choices.
Yeah. Is it Paul Rudish?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I always called it Ruddish. Maybe it is Rudish.
Or Ruddish. Yeah, Ruddish, Rudish, either one. Anyway, go watch those. Another one quickly I would recommend, The Three Musketeers. I haven't watched that one in a while.
Oh, yeah. But
that was a really good movie in the 90s. Kiefer Sutherland, believe it or not.
Charlie Sheen,
yeah, so I was trying to think of.
Winning. Gosh.
Do any of you follow Bored Caitlin on Twitter?
I have, yes.
She's doing the chronological watching of everything on Disney Plus. So if you want to, I think she's up to the 40s now. So if you want a review, just check out that Twitter account.
Wow.
Well, I guess you could do that. We have time. We have plenty of time.
I don't know if I really want to do that even. I talked about it once. I talked a big talk, but nah, I don't know that I really genuinely want to do that.
There's a lot of stuff out there. There's a lot out there.
There's some things that I don't know I could put myself through a second time in some cases, but in some cases a first time.
Yes. There's some really good classic ones that we grew up with that I could watch all day, like Blackbeard's Ghost. I could watch that one on a loop and not get tired of it.
One that I watched not too terribly long ago, and I can't remember how we came across it, was The Apple Dumpling Gang. That's a good one. The original one, anyway. Not Rides Again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the original one is the better one, yeah.
Rides Again is...
I don't even remember the Rides Again that well.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it, and I ended up stopping it before it was over with, so...
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of in that era, you know, the between Walt and before Eisner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dark years.
Kind of the lost years. Yeah.
The dark times.
Some of those are really good movies in the 70s, but they didn't have a lot of great ones in that era.
You know, one that I've yet to go back and see, kind of surprisingly to myself, is 20,000 Leagues. I don't know. Maybe it's because I watched it a ton way back in the day. I haven't felt the need to watch it. But
yeah. I'd like to. In Swiss Family Robinson, I kind of want to see that one again, too. I haven't watched that one.
In digital. I don't think I've ever watched it in digital.
I wonder if they've upscaled it and cleaned it up and stuff. I'm sure they have, right?
They've done what they can, I'm sure.
All right. Any other coronavirus stuff to talk about, or should we move on to another topic?
I mean, is there...
How is that coronavirus?
Is there any other related topics? I mean, what have you guys been up to? You been anywhere cool? I go on a walk around my neighborhood.
Wow, you leave your house? I go to the fridge a lot and the pantry.
We do one walk around the neighborhood a day, but we make sure we stay 6 feet or further away from all other people. It's so weird, you know, just walking past people and everybody's polite. Hi, how you doing? Stay away.
Yeah. I think it's great. So how much? I wish we could do this at the parks.
I was going to say, so how much space between each other?
In your family?
Yeah, I know. Just...
Well, my son will crawl up in my lap and sneeze in my face, so it's kind of hard to avoid that.
Right.
It's like, what can you do on that one?
Yeah, I think Maddie is like blown in her face, and she actually had a fever. I'm like, huh. She's good now, though.
Oh, and I guess we should mention to our listeners, we do practice social distancing on this podcast. We are very far apart. We are much further than the recommended distance apart right now as we're talking. We have always practiced social distancing.
Yeah, we have.
I did share a satire site story that was pretty funny that says the headline is Duggar family found in violation of ban on large gatherings.
Right. Yeah, what do you do when your family is larger than 10?
Somebody's got to go.
And you got to divide into two groups at that point and just live in separate places.
I think you just get Costco to deliver directly to your house.
You just live in a Costco. That's what you have to do. That's all. I don't know what else.
I was like, they're all shut down. You can go in there for now. You can live in there.
I'm also going to be really excited when this is all over and we're going to have a big, you know, like how whenever you win a sports championship or something, some places will like toilet paper their campus for like college sports. It's a weird tradition. So we're going to have lots of extra toilet paper at the end of this. So we can just, you know, toilet paper all the trees in America when it's all over.
Well, Stitch already toilet papered Cinderella Castle before, so I guess he could do that again.
Yeah, we could do that as the, you know, they're painting the castle, but they could just do that as the 50th anniversary.
Cover it in toilet paper.
Right? Yeah, TP it.
All right, since we are obviously a Disney related podcast, I don't know where that rumor got started, but should we maybe talk about predictions, like something for the future? When do we really think they're going to open back up the parks? Anyone care to take a stab at that?
Well, the parks in China are starting to open, and it's been about 2 months. I think it was January 26th when Shanghai closed, I believe it was, or Hong Kong, both. So I'm going to guess like May.
Call me crazy, but I don't think it'll be as long as we saw in China.
Hopefully not, but I don't know. I feel like they're going to be pressured to stay closed.
You think so?
Flatten the curve enough by April 1st.
I mean, it is Florida. If there's anything to that heat thing, then they should be fine in like, I don't know, 2 days.
Well, so. I don't know. Well, you saw how many people were at Clearwater Beach today. Did you see those photos of like nobody was social distancing there? But anyway.
You know, locally here, they've closed schools, right? Mm-hmm. Like they have, well, as of today, that time we're recording this, the state of Georgia actually has a mandate, I guess, on the schools, all schools. There was like a kids that are like playing schoolyard basketball or whatever, like at the local court and everything. And I'm like, you guys are, they closed this down for a reason. You're not supposed to go out and socialize in other ways.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. It's one of those things where we'll see what lengths they have to go to. But if we're going to predict a reopening date for the parks or the resorts, what are we thinking?
Parks.
I think they're going to be close to the same time, truthfully, if not the same.
So you predicted what, Adam? Like 2 months? So
I'll say like May 1st.
Okay.
That's like 6 weeks.
I'll give you June 1st.
All right.
You think June 1st?
John's going to say like April 1st, just so we can be all a month apart.
Okay. I'll say tax day or the original tax day.
Okay.
Just so I can be short.
So we're social distancing our prediction dates as well. Like we're really practicing.
I guess. I feel like, you know, in all honesty, I feel like they will try to make Memorial Day weekend for sure. That's my thoughts.
Yeah. So. I think they would love to do that.
I think they'd love to be open now, but yeah.
Well, true. But I mean, I don't see them missing Memorial Day weekend. Call me crazy. I just don't see it happening. If it does, I mean, so what? I'm wrong, but I just don't see it happening. I feel like they'll find a way.
Well, Jason,
life finds a way.
Sure. Well, Jason has a trip currently booked for Memorial Day week, and I was mulling over it, and I was about to before all this happened, but now I'm like, well, 4th of July might be a better time to go.
I went 4th of July last year. Wasn't too bad. I think it's going to be low crowds when it opens back up too, because people are going to, one, be scared for a while. And I think people are going to be hesitant to spend disposable income right away. We're going to have to rebuild confidence in the market and the economy before it picks back up. So when it does come back, I think there'll be, you know, opportunities to get some low crowds, maybe some deals and some discounts as they try to spark interest and churn interest and get people back in.
Yeah. And if Disney doesn't discount, the hotels around Disney will, for sure. The Disney Springs hotels, for example, I'm sure will have some big discounts.
I don't know if they'll open all the hotels either, because if I'm going to make a prediction, it's going to be, we'll start relaxing restrictions, but there will still be a lot of restrictions on travel. So international travel will probably still be down for a while. So they won't have as many guests coming in. I think you're going to see locals first, followed by U.S. out-of-staters, and then international will pick back up much later.
Here's a good question. Will there be boarding groups when it starts?
Absolutely. They are not going to get rid of that crap, and it'll be gone within 10 seconds on the first day, probably.
Yeah, enough locals will show up just to fill that up, probably.
I'm just curious how much this will permanently change everything. Like, you know, the practices that we've put in place recently, like wash your hands regularly and use hand sanitizer and, you know, all these kind of things. Don't be, you know, don't spread germs. I think we're all going to become much more conscious about it for a while. And I'm curious if that's going to become a permanent fixture in our daily life and especially in Disney daily life, you know, the hand sanitizer stations, those kind of things, which ultimately might lead to less sickness in general. So,
No,
I wouldn't get my hopes up.
Yeah. People's memories are short. Let's just put it that way. I mean, it always has been.
This one's going to leave an indelible memory.
That's what people said about 9/11 and anything else that ever happened. But yeah, people's memories are short. I mean, it really is. I'm sorry. It just sounds like Debbie Downer when it comes to that. But I mean, they really are. Yeah. Like, people forget 15 minutes.
That's one of the things that I would like to study. I do kind of do a lot of these research and studies is when we're done with this, I would like to see a comparison year over year, because this was supposed to be a fairly bad flu season to start with. I want to see if there is a decline in flu cases due to the social distancing and all these other measures and see just how much we actually are helping with that too.
Well, I can honestly say that I personally know two people that have had the flu, and I don't personally know anyone that's had the COVID yet, but
exponential growth though. It's a tough thing to deal with. Stay home and enjoy
Disney Plus.
Plenty of Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. Disney
Listen
Plus
to us.
And support Disney Plus.
Basically, I'd like
I
to.
Think we'll all be fine as long as the internet stays up, right? So that's essential. Just keep the internet up, guys.
Yeah. Here's a question for the future. So we know construction is halted or at least slowed, probably. Maybe they'll keep doing what they're working on. But in the future, the stuff that they haven't started on yet, are these projects going to be slowed down, eliminated, scaled back? What do we think?
Slowed down or eliminated. I mean, they're eating into their cash reserves. Yeah. It's one of those things that it's going to take them a while to recover. And unless we really like just come shooting out of this thing the same pace we were before, they're going to cut back, and this isn't going to be Chapek's fault or anything anyways. And did you notice as they were doing all the shutdowns and asking all the questions, Chapek was nowhere to be found. They were still talking to Iger.
Yeah. I haven't seen Chapek say a word about anything. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Was he even there?
I don't know.
I saw Josh Damaro waving goodbye to people.
So. Yes, I'm just about to say
that. Josh Damaro, I've seen him. Isn't that interesting, though, right? He's in the parks on the front lines, essentially. But you haven't
heard. He wasn't even wearing a mask.
Haven't heard from anybody else. That's very telling, is it not? That's why he's popular and people like him. And Chapek, nobody likes. But anyway.
Even Iger's predecessor was in the parks more than he was.
Right.
So.
Eisner would go in the parks quite a bit. He did. And he didn't just stay in California the whole time, which is what a lot of people out in Florida, you know, the suits in California don't know what's going on in Disney World. They typically don't. One thing I was going to say, though, is, you know, some of the things like Ratatouille is about to open. It's almost done. Obviously, that won't be impacted. The things that they're doing at Epcot, a lot of them probably won't be. But one that I thought of that might get cut is the Mary Poppins one, because they hadn't even come close to starting on that one. That one might just be completely gone from the project, unfortunately.
I wonder if they'll do Spaceship Earth during this time, or if we're going to be stuck with the current Spaceship Earth for a while. I'm thinking it's the latter.
Yeah, I don't think they'll have enough time to do the changes that we're going to do, or the money for that matter.
And is Tron going to get behind schedule now and not be able to open next fall?
No, because I feel like the construction workers will be allowed in there earlier than the parks will be open, and they'll actually be able to accomplish a good bit.
Maybe.
And I'll go on record and just make this prediction. Ratatouille opens when they open back.
Well, they're certainly close. So if they do continue any construction, they probably could. If it pushes into May or June, they might be able to open it when it's open. That would be something they could advertise, you know.
What better way to come back than to come back with something new?
Yeah.
And they're on the verge of doing that.
Maybe they can continue to improve Rise of the Resistance's writing.
I don't think they have that much time.
Well, hopefully they can fix it, make it more efficient.
It would be nice.
And runaway railway.
It was getting more efficient. Yeah, it was getting more efficient for a time period there, right? So
yeah. Now, I saw this video online. I think it was Adam Nawu's video where Runaway Railway broke down, and the cast members said it took 30 minutes to reset it. So I'm wondering.
Oh, that's 15 minutes faster than
Rise. Rise. But it's interesting. Like, wow, it still takes 30 minutes when it breaks down to reset that attraction too. Maybe it's just the trackless ride system needs 30 minutes to reboot.
It's all computer systems. I don't know how many.
How many gigawatts they're using.
I'm going to say, I don't know how many terabytes of information there is.
Right. I thought that was interesting that both of these rides, apparently trackless rides, take a long time to reset. So that's one downside of them.
Maybe that's their problem, is they're having to wait until there's a bolt of lightning to power it, 1.21 gigawatts.
Sure. Oh. Right.
Wrong park, wrong product.
There you go. Yeah, it's definitely belongs at Universal, that one.
We're going off the rails again. Oh, wait.
Yeah,
we do that every week.
I think next week we'll probably be a little bit back on track. Hopefully everybody will have found a groove by then.
Yeah.
We'll have a groove
back. We're certainly trying to get our new groove, like the Emperor's New Groove on Disney.
Ah, that's another one we just watched.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Manny watched that one.
And I'm going to run the challenge every day this week.
I think you'll do well.
Every open ride, right?
Every open ride.
I have another micro topic if we don't have anything else to talk about. When the parks do open again, and you need to socially distance yourself, or you feel the need to socially distance yourself, where would you go? Depending on, we could do it park by park, but I don't know. Where's a spot that you would try to socially distance yourself in the parks? I have one.
I know one of the places I used to go, but I'm pretty sure it's demolished.
Is it at Epcot?
Yeah.
Yep, it's been demolished then.
Well, I mean, one of the places you used to get away was that, I guess you could call it Interventions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you used to go walk through there, yeah.
Was it east over on that side? Because I'm trying to think of the way the park faces. I think that would have been east.
You mean behind Club Cool and all that, that hallway that...
It would have been west, actually.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, in that general area, yeah. There was always a huge wide open space, but it was always empty. For the most part.
Yeah. Usually
a good place to
people hanging out.
Get away.
Used to be a nice spot.
So are we talking like just on property though, or in each park or what?
I don't know. The first one that came to my mind, I'll tell you this, was Magic Kingdom. There's a place that is almost never anybody there, and that's behind the Ye Old Christmas Shop, Liberty Square. Used to be the Tiana meet and greet back there, but now there's nothing as far as I know. And there's never anybody back there, or very few people back there. Hmm. That's a good spot to go because everyone uses the main path, you know.
If you want to go by time of day, then just Liberty Square period in the morning. You can just go over there and there's nobody.
Yeah, well, it's a major thoroughfare in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah.
But anyway.
If you're not adhering to social distancing, what's the worst ride to ride? Is that riding... to a rocket in Astro Orbiter?
Well, you're definitely close to somebody. Very close.
I gotta say, I'm pretty sure all rides involve touching. No touchy.
Yeah.
speaking of the Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah. Let's say any of the shows would be very close proximity to people.
Unless it's a not popular show.
Carousel of Progress, or you'd sit wherever you want there.
There are some rides in which you can very easily use social distancing. The first one that came to my mind was Flight of Passage, except for the pre-show. You could definitely use social distancing on the actual ride itself because...
Well, you're not that far. You're not 6 feet away from the next person.
You're more spread out than you are sitting on, say, Pirates.
Sure,
or
sure.
Even Pan, you know.
Well, Pan, you could get your own ship.
Is that what they're going to start doing whenever they open back up? You're just going to say, like one person to a rocket.
That would, the lines would be three times as long. Yeah. Oh, great.
Hey, at least maybe I won't have to share a Skyliner anymore.
You had better chances of not sharing a Skyliner already.
Yeah.
Just start coughing when you walk into the Skyliner and then nobody, we'll wait for the next one. We'll wait for the next one.
Yeah. just be when you're in line at the, for the Skyliner, just start hacking away. Yeah. And say, man,
or just say, I can't wait for that test result to come back. I'm not feeling well.
Yeah. Oh, brother.
You think I can get a wave reservation for tomorrow?
You probably could if it's still open.
You could treat it the same way you treat most of the reservations for it. You could treat it the same.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I don't know if you drove up to it right now, would you even have security to deal with?
I'm fairly certain they'll keep the security staffed at the resorts.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise that, what's his, you know, the guy we talked about that sneaks
we
on.
We talked about
that he'll guy. Have a field day just like living at the resort for a month.
Apparently it doesn't matter because he gets around normal security from the looks of things. So, yeah.
And some places he can access, which is, yeah, it's a little scary. I'm sure Disney is not happy that those videos are out there, but I guess they can't get them taken down either. It's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I can't figure that one out. I mean, he's already like, how many times can you ban someone? I mean, he's already banned for life.
Yeah, he's banned twice. There's no way he's getting unbanned. So I don't know how.
I mean, like, would they recognize him?
Oh,
like
I'm sure they know.
Use someone else's magic ban, you know?
Yeah, okay. I'm sure they would.
What do you think he can get by?
No, I'm sure they've got him. They're watching for him.
They got him pegged.
I'm sure. But well, he'll eventually get arrested, by the way, so don't ever try that. He'll get caught eventually. But
yeah. Well, I mean, I was going to say, because I remember hearing Adam DeWoo's story, because he, about when he got banned that time, he actually spent almost an entire day, and he only got caught whenever he went back. He was going to go back.
Yeah, he went back to his car to get something and came back in, and that's when they
nagged. Yeah, yeah. That's when they, like, hey, let's have a chat.
Yeah.
Of course, as he described it, they were all very nice to him and everything. Right. It's like, here, you got to sign this.
Yeah. Anyway.
I once joked that the Disney jail is very well themed.
Exactly right. Very well themed.
Right.
I'm sure they just throw you in there in that one scene in Pirates of the Caribbean and you have to try to get out.
There you go. You have to get the dog with the key.
That'd be funny if that was your punishment. You have to sit there for like a couple of hours just pretending to call the dog.
Where's that dog with the key?
That's your punishment. He's never going to move.
Right.
Well, I have another macro.
Yeah, you're carrying the episode here, buddy. So
since we have nothing else to start, I thought this would be fun. Let's make a Frankenstein meal, I'm calling it. You can pick any Disney restaurant or cart, whatever sells food. And we're going to come up with an appetizer, entree, dessert, and a specialty drink for our Frankenstein meal. And of course, it won't all be at the same restaurant. So
I don't even know if I can think of what I would put for anything right now, but okay.
So an appetizer, it could be something from Food and Wine or Flower and Garden. It could be something from a quick service. It could be a snack cart. It could be the pizza rolls, the egg rolls.
And explain it again. So I'm picking an appetizer.
Appetizer, entree, dessert, and a specialty drink from any eating establishment on Walt Disney World property.
And this is all I get to eat?
And this is like your Franken meal.
I don't have enough time to prepare for this.
Well, I was trying to put you on the spot. I'll tell you what my appetizer is if you want me to get the ball rolling.
I know what it's going to be. I'm gonna say it in my head, and then I'm going to wait for you to say it. Here we go.
Does it have to officially be an appetizer at a?
It doesn't have to be. Like I said, a small plate. It could be a side dish, whatever you, as long as it's not an entree or a dessert, right?
Gotcha.
So for me, and I think because it's so recent, Jason's probably, I'm assuming he's thinking this, bacon and eggs from The Wave.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Probably the most recent appetizer I've had on property, so maybe that's why I'm picking it, a little bias to it. But it was really good, and it sounds like bacon and eggs. What you're thinking bacon and eggs is not what this is. It is like a giant piece of pork belly that is maple glazed, and then a poached egg that is perfectly poached and over grits.
Was good.
Oh my gosh. The whole thing, I could have eaten like five of those. It was so good. So bacon and eggs from The Wave. That's my appetizer.
You remember that soup I had at Monsieur Paul?
Oh, the French onion soup?
Yes.
That was really good. Yeah.
That's my pick.
That's a really good one. Yeah. I tried a little of that. Yeah, it was very good.
I don't know. It's been a while since I've had an actual appetizer somewhere.
What you had? You said you had the wings at Banana Cabana.
Yeah, that was probably more recently.
Good enough to be.
They were good. They were good.
Were they like jerk wings or something? What was the seasoning?
I had a choice on it, but I think there was like a jerk. Yeah, it was like a jerk seasoning. It was good though.
Yeah, that sounds good.
This is kind of an interesting, but for some reason, this is one of the first things that came to mind. This is more, it's really technically listed as a side, but I could totally see it as not only an appetizer, but a meal. But the pulled pork fries over at Flame Tree.
Oh, yeah.
They're big enough, they could be a meal.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But I could count them as an appetizer, yeah. I think. So I just went a little different route.
That is a good one. All right, so the entree round.
Okay, entree.
Mine, it's going to be the oak grilled filet at California Grill.
Okay, that's you're predictable. Yeah, so far you're 100% contemporary.
I'm just going upstairs to California Grill.
It's like he's going from the basement to the penthouse.
I feel like I know what Jason's is going to be, but I could be wrong. He might be. Yeah, I know.
Maybe I'm not thinking hard enough, because what do you think mine's going to be? I don't even know.
I thought you were going to stick with the same restaurant you did your appetizer.
Oh, that's where I'm leaning right now.
I thought you were going to do. So you're talking about me sticking with the same resort.
That's why I was trying to come up with something different. A different restaurant.
Again, it doesn't have to be the best meal you ever had. It's just, what would you have with that pairs with your soup?
I mean, well, it's not going to pair well, but I will say I did really like my whole fish at Tiffin's. That was pretty good. So that could be an option.
Interesting.
Or I think instead I'm just going to get a satouli bowl.
Oh, that's a good one.
For my entree.
That's a good one. What do you think?
That's just too, it's too tough. I want to say I had a pretty good sea bass.
Was it mutated?
No, it was not mutated.
Was it ill-tempered?
Yeah, and it wasn't a trucker either. Let's see. Gosh, what's the coral reef? I think I had one at Coral Reef not too long ago. So I'm going to go with that. That's one of the first things that came to mind.
Sea bass at Coral Reef?
Yes, I want to say I had a good sea bass over there. They change these menus up sometimes.
Yeah, so it could be different.
Yeah, exactly. But I specifically remember, I couldn't even think of the name of Coral Reef for whatever reason. Go figure, that's something as easy as that. But yeah. Coral Reef, it's been kind of one of those hit or misses over the year. Now, the service that particular night was not the best, but the food I thought was good. So I'll go with that.
Okay, so there you go. All right, moving on to dessert round. I have like five that I want to pick, but it's hard to narrow down. You could pick something like a Dole Whip, and that could be considered dessert, right? It's still ice cream, so.
You are more of a dessert kind of guy.
I am, yeah. The blueberry tart at Satouli was also very close to saying that, because I like that. We almost always get it every time we go to Satouli, so I like that one a lot. But I went with another recent choice. It's not at the Contemporary, so it's different.
Surprising.
It's at Epcot. It's at Regal Eagle. It's their banana pudding, which thought that was really good. That was deliciously good.
So basically you just want to eat what you had last time.
Kind of. Well, it's been a while since I've done California Grill. Well, it's not that long, but you know, I didn't do California Grill last time. It was just the wave. So
yeah. For me, wow. Dessert.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I will take me a bag of Mickey beignets.
Oh, I like so. You're pot calling the kettle here.
Just went to Disneyland.
Mister just stayed at Port Orleans and had beignets.
I did not have beignets at Port Orleans, although those are available there. I had beignets in Disneyland.
At Disneyland, okay. That was still like 3 days before you went to Port Orleans. Okay.
And we didn't. Didn't go to Satouli this past time. And we did not go to Munster Paul this last time.
We would have had Animal we gone Kingdom. To Animal Kingdom okay. that day. And we totally would have. You know we would have. That's like a must do every time we're in Animal Kingdom.
So I'm trying to think best dessert. It's a tough one.
I thought you would just immediately say Dole Whip, John.
No.
Or if you could do the float.
No. I'm going to say the No Way Jose over at Beaches and Cream. That's a very good one to get.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Beaches and Cream. Definitely a good choice.
I really, really like the No Way Jose. That's the ice cream that they have that's mainly chocolate and peanut butter for those of you that don't know.
Yeah. Which you love chocolate and peanut butter. All right. So now we're going to do a specialty drink. So this could be like you know, a drink at Trader Sam's. It could be anything that's unique, not just like a Coke and a bottle of water. Something that's a little more unique. Cocktail could be a specialty drink somewhere. It doesn't have to be anything special. So before Jason has a chance to take this one, I'm going to steal it from him because I'm guessing you're going to go with this one. The Manhattan from Dahlia Lounge at the Coronado Springs.
Just to be clear, the one we are both selecting is the A La Prima Manhattan.
Okay.
Which
Manhattan's close enough.
Yes, which is, you know, just to remind myself, I can picture it. Maybe I need to go to the liquor store before they close.
Okay.
The Elijah Craig 94 proof Kentucky straight bourbon with an Amaro Nonino Quintessencia. I don't even know what that is. La Copa by Gonzalez, Bias sweet vermouth, maple syrup, and orange bitters.
Yeah.
For $15.
Right. Which isn't a terrible price if you're comparing that to the Grand Floridian's old fashioned for $25. Anyway.
Or the fact that they serve a glass of Mayomi for $59. Is that right?
Holy crap.
Or is that a bottle? That's got to be a bottle, right? There's no way they're serving that for $59 a glass. Yeah, that's a bottle. But you can get a bottle of Mayomi at like the grocery store for like $20. So.
Disney prices. Anyway, so what do you got? Anybody? Did I steal yours, Jason? I'm sorry.
We're both taking that one. Okay. There's no rules against that. That's what we're drinking. Cheers to you.
Cheers. Yeah, that's just such a good drink. I mean, the other one that I was gonna do with I didn't want to go back to the California Grill, but it's their old fashioned is really good at the California Grill, but I just didn't want to continue my contemporary streak. I wanted to mix it up, so to speak. Pardon the pun.
Sounds like when they reopen, you need to get a room at the Contemporary while they're on sale.
I'm telling you, I do love the Contemporary. I think it's my favorite on the monorail right now. Believe it or not.
I think
it is.
Well, you know what? If you consider how good the food's been going over there and the fact that you have to, if you stay in the tower, you really don't have to walk anywhere. You know?
Yeah.
That's a plus.
There's something about that walk in the Magic Kingdom that's pretty nice.
That's the furthest you have to walk is to a park. I mean, how horrible is that?
Yeah.
So I'm the type that I just get something really occasionally and everything. But the last time that I was there was on a business trip and in October. And I did go to the Banana Cabana and I did have the Caribbean Smuggler. And it's only $10.50. Oh, yeah. And like I said before, I think the guy spilled the alcohol in that one or something because he made it pretty strong. So yeah, that might have been one of the reasons why I enjoyed it. But it was tasty though. It really was. I mean, that one, I just looked it up just for reference, but it has Captain Morgan original spice rum, Parrot Bay coconut rum with cranberry and pineapple juices. So
that does sound good actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds very good. Notice none of us picked drinks from Oga's Cantina because maybe they're way overpriced.
There's nothing there that's worth writing home about. They're all too.
Really isn't.
Well, I went. The only time that I visited there was breakfast. So there was.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
You know, because that's such a great eatery, Oga's Cantina. You can get the Pop Rocks or you can get the.
Right. Like a weird charcuterie platter.
I was gonna say, and for breakfast in there, the only drinks they have are basically hangover drinks. So
yeah, right.
I gotta be honest, I don't really see myself. I mean, I'm not gonna say never, but I don't. It's not high on my list to do the green or the blue milk in any way, shape, or form any ever again. But I might. But if I did, I would be the green. But
yeah, I don't want to pay $15 for the, you know, alcohol one,
right?
Because it's not worth it.
Are any of them really worth it most of the time? But
yeah, most of the time no, but the ones that we mentioned I think are worth it. That $15 for that Manhattan is worth it to me.
Like I said, the blue and green milk, they were okay, but I mean there's nothing about them that would make me even want to spend $9, I guess it is, whatever, on the regular one. Truthfully.
Is that what they cost?
Yeah.
It probably is what they cost, isn't
yeah.
it?
So yeah, there's better options if you're gonna spend anywhere from 9 to twice, you know, twice as much. for having alcohol in it. There's better options.
Yeah. The Bespin Fizz, what was it? The Fuzzy Tauntaun is the most unique drink at Oga's, I think, but it's not really a great drink. It's just a weird drink.
Right.
So there's nothing great about it. The Jet Juice is the only one that's a strong drink. The others are just like full of sugar. But anyway.
Is there anything you're just like really wanting to get back to whenever things open up? It sounds like you kind of were at the Dahlia Lounge.
Yeah, I would love to go back there anytime. It's a cool place to hang out. I had zero sleep that first night that we were there because I didn't sleep at all. We drove early in the morning. It was midnight or 11. I don't know what it was. Jason was already there and we joined him, and that I loved every minute of hanging out up there. And I had zero sleep for like 24 hours straight. So
that might be our first stop when it reopens. Let's just go to the Dahlia Lounge. Forget the parks.
Yeah, on the way in. Yeah. Take Western Way and just stop on the way in wherever we're going.
Yeah, it's very convenient when you think about it. I think it's kind of convenient where Coronado Springs is sitting when you take Western Way, for instance.
Oh, yeah. It's right there. It's like the first resort you hit.
And really, it's kind of a straight shot to other parks, two of the parks anyway.
In a world where this slows down quickly and we are able to go back to normal life faster than maybe some of the more grim estimates, and I actually get to go at the end of May,
mm-hmm.
I am booked at the Grandestino. Maybe I'll just hang by the pool and just sip Manhattans, because I think about that day when we finally get through this, we're all gonna need a few Manhattans.
Yeah, we're gonna need a relaxing time. So here's a question: if they don't open the parks yet, but the resorts are open, would you still go? Just hang out at the resort.
So the main reason that we still might not go, even at the end of May, even if they're open,
because your parents,
is we're going with my parents. Yeah. And I do not believe the risk of contracting coronavirus will have ended by the end of May.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the parks could be open by then, but is it still smart to take, you know, people who are more at risk and have them potentially
people over the age of 60? Yeah. We're going to have a period where things are going to get a little bit more back to normal, but I do think at risk people will probably need to take it a little slower to getting back to normal when we get there.
Yeah.
Well, what are the odds that when they first open back up, the hours will be good?
I don't know.
You know, I just hope nobody complains, because whatever we get, we'll take.
Well, I'm sure somebody will though, but I'm just thinking, what are the odds that they, you know, first out of the bat, at least maybe have longer hours. They'll probably shorten them not long after. It's possible. I'm not saying
I wonder, will it depend on if they have a shortage of cast members because they had to find other jobs or something?
Well, yeah, they ended the college program.
Yeah.
So
that's going
to
be interesting.
They might not have enough to run all the stuff.
Yeah.
You have to figure something out between now and whenever it is they open it. Or is it just going to wind up, things will go on and it ends up looking like the way the parks, or the way they did it in the video game Epic Mickey, the way everything was run down. If anybody remembers that.
I don't remember that.
It was a very fun game.
I think you're speaking to an audience of one at the moment.
I don't remember that one.
It's actually a very fun game.
I'm trying to recall.
Yeah.
Would you recommend that for people to play?
Well, if you still have the
this game now.
See? Told you. Yeah.
What was it on?
It was on the Wii.
On Wii.
Yeah.
Oh.
I never played it, but I remember this game coming out, and I think I played like a demo of it.
It's very fun, I thought. It was very entertaining. I remember playing it.
So if you still have a Wii, go play this game while you're social distancing yourself.
And there's also a Epic Mickey 2, believe it or not. There was a sequel.
There was a rumor, John, as of December 9th, that Epic Mickey might get a remaster for the Nintendo Switch.
Oh, really? Yeah, see? I think the second one had Oswald featured in it, not the first one, though.
If you still have a Sega Dreamcast, I recommend getting the Walt Disney World Racer game.
Yeah.
Does anybody still have one, or does anybody know what one is?
I know what a Dreamcast is. Yeah, I know what a Dreamcast is.
It was Sega's last stand.
Yeah, it didn't last very long.
As far as a console goes, anyway.
I remember, John, you were at Innoventions playing that game and you emailed me or something.
No, I recorded it. I still have it on video.
Or maybe you were on the phone with me or something while you were playing. I don't remember. I just remember you being at Innoventions playing that game. What was it called again? Walt Disney World Racers or something?
This was like early 2000s, so I probably wasn't on the phone.
Maybe you were just telling me about it. I don't know. I feel like you emailed me from Innoventions or something. I don't know. It was some weird thing.
I remember sending an email from Spaceship Earth.
You emailed me something. That's all I remember. Anyway, my point is...
Maybe you can find it.
That's an old game.
No, I doubt it. You can find the email. You probably don't have the email.
I still have the... Yeah, maybe I should look through and see if it's still there. It's probably not. Okay. We're off the rails again. We should end this.
Maybe we should. So, if you would like to contact us, we are on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That is all at TWTM Podcast. We have a Spreadshirt store in which you can buy your exclusive TWTM merchandise. And if you act now, you will get a free roll of toilet paper with your order.
Oh. We can't guarantee that supply, can we?
Maybe not.
Subject to availability, I'll say that. But if you want to, you can visit our website, which is travelingwiththemouse.com. We have an email address, podcasts@travelingwiththemouse.com. And we have a Patreon, which is patreon.com/TWTM podcast.
So for Adam, Jason, my name is John. This is Traveling with the Mouse, and we hope you will join us on our next trip.
But we're not going anywhere.
Right.
We'll be here for a while.
And we hope you will stay home with us.